can't say with any certainty it's going to happen, but I truly, truly hope
it has become a routine question state leaders face at Buffalo appearances. Will ride-hailing finally get the green light beyond New York City? Local lawmakers and business leaders are all calling for it. So, too, is Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Call your legislators the second you hear this message, because we need your help. The governor has been fighting for this. I'm sorry, but my kids in Washington, D.C. think that it's still a third world country if you don't have ride sharing.
But there's another issue amid budget talks on which Hochul's boss, Governor Andrew Cuomo, appears unwilling to budge in spite of strong bipartisan opposition from Western New York lawmakers. That is the planned shutdown of the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center. The plan, which has been debated for 3 years, calls for closing the West Seneca campus and moving the patients into the Buffalo Psychiatric Center. Lawmakers, including Assemblyman Michael Kearns, think it's a very bad idea.
We need to keep this open. I mean, we should not be putting adults and children together. We're talking about it with Raise the Age, that it's not good for our youth. And these are children as young as 4 years old, and we cannot have that happening.
Last week, Kearns and State Senator Patrick Gallivan announced proposed legislation to force the state's Office of Mental Health to keep the West Seneca campus open. Hochul, during an appearance in Buffalo Wednesday, said the Buffalo Psychiatric Center is preparing a space that will keep the young patients safe.
I assure you that there is nothing more important to this administration than protecting our children. They will not undertake any action that puts children in harm's way, and so they are absolutely making sure that the facility will be secure, that our children are protected.
The state budget is due in just 2 days. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.